Now to the Republicans. Presidential candidate Senator John McCain of Arizona is looking stronger after yesterday's primary voting in the mid-Atlantic states. Did he get the vote of District of Columbia resident and former George W. Bush speechwriter David Frum? David is a columnist and blogger for the National Review Online, where he has publicly anguished over his party's choices this year, noting that he was glad he had more time to make up his mind after Super Tuesday last week. Since then, of course, Senator McCain's chief rival, former Governor Romney, has dropped out. So, David Frum, how was yesterday for you?
the whole nation is waited with bated breath. I did press the button for Senator McCain with a lot of hesitation, but I've reconciled myself to this vote as a Republican for a series of reasons, not least that I think one of the things we really need to do is focus on uniting the party so that if it's bad news for the Republicans, at least it's narrow bad news and not decisive bad news.
So over this last weekend, you know, your old colleague Karl Rove, Mr. Bush's chief political advisor in years gone by, said that he still thinks Senator Clinton really has a lock on the Democratic nomination. Do you think conservatives continue to hold that view today?
Because the conservatives were so often beaten by the Clintons in the 1990s, I think we tend to attribute to them all kinds of magical powers. And I think Republicans then underestimate the power of Barack Obama, that he has, the Reagan comparison is not wrong in this respect, that he's got a way to have very strong convictions that are quite different and quite far from those of people in the middle of the political system, and yet to present an exterior appearance that is reassuring and undivisive in the same way that Ronald Reagan did.
How do you think an Obama-McCain campaign might go? And certainly if Senator Obama runs out of material to go after Senator McCain, all he'd have to do is read your pieces over the last month.
Well, he's already told us how he's going to do it. He begins by paying lavish tribute to Senator McCain and his half century of public service. I think he will draw that contrast. He will assimilate John McCain to the Bush record. We know that 80% of Americans want to see change from the policies of the Bush administration. John McCain's challenge will be to present himself as a candidate of significant reform and change in his own right. And I think he has to resist some pressure from the Republican Party, which is going to push him toward a lot of Republican orthodoxies that aren't that popular this year.
You write of Senator McCain that he is impelled by his emotions rather than his judgment. And it's one of the cautions about him that you've expressed very clearly. How do you go on with this candidate who you believe is too emotional to hold the presidency?
He's going to be the candidate of my party. And I, one of the things I am concerned about is preserving the unity of my party in a very difficult year. I don't think he was the best president that the Republicans had to offer the country. I think that was my candidate, Rudy Giuliani, who I think would have made the best president. But when you gather together in an election season, you make an effort sometimes just to stave off the very worst. And I think that's one of the things that Republicans have to focus on this year.
David Frum is a columnist and blogger for National Review Online. David, thank you.